Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. Clark, thank you as always for joining me.
Thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure. Great to be here.
So last night was the May school board meeting for Perry. One of the first things that was discussed was the Dewey Field renovation project. What's the latest on this field?
Well, the latest is the block for the concession stand just arrived yesterday, so they will start working on it as we speak. So as people go by there, take a look at the progress, the walls will start going up, and then shortly thereafter, some of the groundwork will be done and start to lay a little cement and get that plaza going.
They indicated that the project is still on schedule in spite of the weather as well.
Right. Yep. They had indicated that we still will be ready to go by August 24th. Everything is ready to go. So, yeah, we've had some delays, but I think that the way that they have that plan, they put those delays in there because they know that the weather is up and down.
Absolutely. Now, the fundraising side of the project has been going quite well, it sounds.
Well, it sure has. And, you know, when you get into the midst of fundraising, you start to see, you know, some of those true Blue Jays and Jayettes and all of the support. And just recently then, Joe, you were at the hotel for a big fundraiser there that we raised close to $18,000. And it really made you think how lucky we are here in Perry to see the number of supporters, KDLS being one of them. And it is really a pleasure to see so many people that feel good enough about the Blue Jays and Jayettes to support it. So we're at about $182,000 right now. Again, our goal is $300,000. We will start some marketing things for our alumni because we really haven't reached out to them a great deal. And I think people want to be part of that Dewey renovation project and see that plaza and see that Blue Jay and Jayette pride continue.
Moving on here, it is May, so that means it is National School Board Appreciation Month. So you gave a speech about that to start off the meeting last night.
First of all, we are very, very fortunate here in Perry to have school board members that are dedicated to this service, are really such strong supporters of kids in the school and realize their role and responsibility and yet expect a great deal out of us to make sure that we get the job done. And one of the things that I pointed out last night, just briefly, board members are locally elected, non-salaried public officials entrusted with the task of providing the direction for the education of students across Iowa and here in Perry. It's a very unique American institution. We are just fortunate that we have people that want to serve in that role and want to do the best for the Perry Community Schools.
Absolutely. So we definitely thank them for all the work that they do. Now, moving on to action items, the first one on the agenda was a program called Capturing Kids' Hearts. Now, one of the teachers at the middle school gave an impassioned speech and explanation on this program. So what can you tell me about it?
First of all, Kathy Panzer was the middle school teacher that has been trained in the program called Capturing Kids' Hearts. It was an excellent, passionate talk about capturing kids' hearts. And here's what it is in a nutshell. It's gaining very caring and strong relationships with students. Students know that the staff members care about them, and it's demonstrated and it's authentic, as well as then helping kids realize that they can care for others. So we hope to be able to implement that with integrity at the middle school level. I think we're real close at the high school level. The board approved for both of them to be able to have Capturing Kids' Hearts, and I'm really excited about it to see that connection with kids, because we know that if there's positive relationships, there's going to be positive results. And that's what we want to continue to build on. And I think we have a lot of that already going on. It's just trying to go from good to great and to make sure that students know that the staff members at Perry Community Schools care about them.
Absolutely. Now, one action item that didn't have any action, from what I understood, was the animal policy, animals in the schools. What can you tell me about this and where it kind of came from?
All right. First of all, the title, Animals on District Premises. The whole point there is that we want to be able to have kids, again, safe in schools. At this point, and this comes from a person that is a dog lover, so it's nothing against dogs, but we have a number of dogs that have come to the schools. And we just have to realize that as a school, we just don't want to have any liability if something would go astray on any potential dog or cat. So here's the first reading. It talks about dogs, animals, they need to be either service dogs or therapy dogs or therapy animals, service animals. What it will do is make sure that, again, kids feel not only cared about, what we just talked about, but then also safe. And we also realize this, too. Animals can also play a very key role in helping people, too, in helping kids. But they do need to be trained. They need to be serviced. They need to be certified. And I think that this will help in making sure that if they're needed, they can be there. And if they are serviced and trained in an appropriate way, we will be glad to welcome them.
All right. Now, one last thing to talk about today. We talked about it last month when you came in. That is the success room, and more ground was gained on this topic.
Yes. Last time we talked about what is the success room. And again, it's trying to meet the needs of kids that maybe have some motivation issues or maybe need a little different setting to be successful, because our whole point in this great school is that we want kids to be successful and they also have to want to be successful. And we're going to try to touch that spirit and that heart in the students. So what happened at the board meeting was to agree on a rental from Tom and Kay Stokely with the former Snap Fitness room. That agreement was approved, and we're going to continue to move on that, and then we'll get things set up so that we're ready to go in the old Snap Fitness owned by Tom and Kay Stokely.
It was mentioned that there really won't be much work that has to be done on that facility to turn it into the success room,
Correct.
Which I'm sure was a selling point.
You bet. As we looked at a number of different places, that was one of the selling points. It has restrooms, it has small group rooms, and then it has a large area. We might put some partitions out there. But other than that, we'll get the technology piece, we'll get some of the desks and things like that ready to go. But no, I think it's going to be a great facility, so we appreciate the partnership with Tom and Kay. And more importantly, that will be an area that we hope to help those kids that are struggling a little bit and get them back on the road to success.
All right. Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, anything else that you want to mention to our listeners today?
No. Go by Dewey Field and take a look at the progress that's going on. And again, a big shout out to those businesses that were part of the fundraising night at the Hotel Patti. Big shout out to Tom Maxwell for allowing us to come there and being a great supporter of a great school. Thank you for inviting me, and make it a great day.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it as always.
All right.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Serwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.